This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Northwestern Energy is asking the state's utility board to approve a 9% increase in natural gas rates, according to the terms of a settlement that the utility reached with consumer representatives over a rate increase request that Montana's monopoly energy utility, Northwestern, filed last July. The utility wants to increase natural gas rates to pay for the natural gas plant that Northwestern recently built in Laurel, Montana, just west of Billings. Northwestern is a monopoly utility that provides electricity and natural gas service to approximately two-thirds of Montana residents. The Montana Consumer Council joined some of the utility's largest customers, including Walmart, Stillwater Mining Company, Calumet, REC Silicon, and Malmstrom Air Force Base, in signing off on the settlement. In the coming weeks and months, the Montana Public Service Commission, the elected board that regulates shareholder-owned utilities and is supposed to protect captive ratepayers, will scrutinize the settlement terms. If the PSC authorizes the settlement, the average Northwestern Energy customer using 65 therms of natural gas a month will see a $5 increase in their bill. Since the commission already authorized an 8.4% rate hike equivalent to $4.38 a month for the average customer, most Northwestern customers have already been paying the lion's share of the proposed increase. The utility also is charging a 4.2% rate hike from customers, but that rate excluded one of the most contentious pieces of Northwestern's proposal, recovering the company's costs for the 175-megawatt natural gas plant Northwestern started building in 2022. Called the Yellowstone County Generating Station, the gas plant has been in operation since last November, but the utility has been at odds with other parties over its plan to recoup its investment in the plant by incorporating construction costs and a profit margin into the base rates that are used to calculate customers' monthly bills. Groups such as Montana Environmental Information Center and the Northwest Energy Coalition argue that the gas plant is more expensive and polluting than renewable energy sources, and that the utility should not be able to recover cost overruns and expenses from lawsuits challenging the plant's permit and construction. In November, Public Service Commissioners rejected Northwestern's proposal to start recovering $58 million of its investment in the plant through a bridge rate it wanted to charge customers. Over the past 6 months, Northwestern has been able to recover its operating costs associated with running the plant, but not a 10.8% return on equity the company wants. The 12th anniversary of Independent Bookstore Day is on Saturday, April 26th. Independent Bookstore Day was established in 2013 to promote, celebrate, and highlight the value of the independent bookstore community and is observed on the last Saturday of April. Independent Bookstore Day is organized by the American Booksellers Association, a national nonprofit that works with booksellers and industry partners to ensure the success of independently owned bookstores. This year, there are more than 1,200 independent bookstores participating nationwide in Independent Bookstore Day, including stores in Bozeman, Helena, Butte, and Townsend. Bookstores will celebrate with exclusive items for purchase, giveaways, celebrations, visiting authors, and more. Chelsea Rice of Montana Book Company in Helena says, "It's important to put small businesses like our indie bookstores back in the center of the story. Indie Bookstore Day is a way to say thank you to our loyal and supportive customers who shop local," Rice says. That's Independent Bookstore Day, Saturday, April 26th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.